Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's time of common prayer, where I hope you can take a few deep breaths and intentionally turn your hearts and your minds towards Jesus and what He has to say to you this day. It's Kathy B. here, and I hope you're both enjoying and being challenged by reflecting on the Serenity Prayer this week, where we're especially considering how we might experience more of God's serenity and peace, more of His courage, and more of His wisdom. And we're still very much in the midst of sensing the effects of a divided country. We're still sheltering in place, and we still don't know that much about what the future is going to look like for us. And we need as much of God's perspective every single day as we possibly can take in, right? And today we're going to focus again on the Serenity Prayer that says, God, give us grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed, the courage to change the things that should be changed, and the wisdom to distinguish the one from the other. Today, we're going to be focusing on the part which says, may God give us the courage to change the things that should be changed, or the courage to change the things we can, to accept the things that cannot be changed, and the courage to change the things we can. I read a book about 10 years ago or so that's still affecting me, and it's still changing my life. It's called The Good News About Injustice, written by Gary Haugen, who started the International Justice Mission. And though really the whole book inspired me, and still does, what stuck with me most all these years is why he wrote it. And it still stops me in my tracks. He writes that he found himself wondering one day when his kids were younger what core gift he'd like to pass on to his kids that they could take into the world. And he said he didn't know the degree to which this gift might really be his to give, but that if he had one essential provision to grant as they were going out the door, he said he thought he knew what it would be. He prayed that his children would leave their home as men and women of courage. And almost immediately I said, that's it. That's somehow encapsulates what I want for my kids too. And then he quotes C.S. Lewis, who wrote, courage is not simply one of the virtues, but the form of every virtue at the testing point, which means at the point of highest reality. And let me repeat that for you. Courage is not simply one of the virtues, but the form of every virtue at the testing point, which means at the point of highest reality. A chastity or honesty or mercy which yields to danger will be chaste or honest or merciful only on conditions. Pilate was merciful until it became risky. He went on to say that courage, however, is kind of an odd gift because it's one that we rarely think that we'll want or need. It's like trying to get a preschooler to put on their coat when there's not even a hint of winter's bitter cold inside our toasty home. Squirming and objecting, they seriously doubt that it's as cold as all that outside, and more to the point, they're not even sure they want to be going out anyway. Similarly, as a North American Christian, he said, I'm not all that eager to accept the gift of courage that my God extends to me. I'm not all that sure I want to go to the places where I'll need it, to the places where virtues will become risky. Sometimes staying indoors feels risky enough. Can't we relate to that? But then Jesus gently lets me know that I'm not living with a domesticated God. His prodding sounds a lot like the appeal parents might give to their children to get them out the door. Mom and Dad are going outside and will help you with your coat if you want to come with us. Likewise, I hear Jesus calling and saying something like, I'm going outside to a world that needs me. I'll help you with the courage you'll need if you want to be with me. I'll help you with the courage you'll need if you want to be with me. I feel a keen awareness these days that the Lord is attempting to get our attention, the church's attention, if you will. And maybe it's a test, I don't know, but I sense that he's inviting us to take hold of the courage and the hope that he's yearning to give those of us who want to follow Christ into a world that needs his love, compassion, and justice, especially now. Courage really is the form of every virtue at the testing point. It's love when it's risky. It's peace when it's risky. It's patient when it's far from easy. But what it looks like for me might be really different than it does for you. God grant us the courage to change the things we can. I'd like you to take a few moments right now to get comfortable and to center yourself and your spirit and to take a few deep breaths. And ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you now. We read in the book of Joshua, after Moses had died, and when Joshua was appointed as his successor, talk about some big shoes to fill, God said to Joshua these words in Joshua 1:9, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." And what I'd like to ask you is this: how is your courage these days? How courageous are you? Do you know that there's never a command in Scripture to be courageous without the promise, "For I will be with you"? Would you thank him for his presence when you feel scared and you're facing a risk? And then, how is he uniquely calling you? How is he uniquely calling you to exercise courage right now? Would you talk to him about that? Could it be listening to someone who is different than you? Could it be becoming more educated about something that is challenging you? Could it be standing up for a righteous cause for Christ's sake. How is he calling you? And then lastly, what can you uniquely help change? What can you uniquely help change in the world or in your world right now, as God goes with you wherever that is? What can you help change? Talk to him about that. Church, may God give us grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed, the courage to change the things that should be changed, and the wisdom to distinguish the one from the other.
Thank you for joining us on Common Prayer today. Common Prayer is a ministry founded by Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Our episode today was hosted by Kathy Bergren, our women's pastor, with original music by Brandon Passion, our worship pastor. Check our website, cpc.org, for more episodes daily.